quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi Fevan Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi Fevan Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
It's gotten hot in here because McGregor's in the studio.
Yay, thank you. And I did carry in a heater with me, so that's fair enough.
And Luke, what you wouldn't notice, because you don't see Fev every day, but he's put on his special shorts for you, so that's a real compliment.
It's really nice. I got mine underneath, same ones.
Well, Lukey, I'm just glad there's two stars in the room now. It's usually just one.
I feel bad using your Fev, like your nickname straight away. I feel like I should call you Brendan for a while.
Don't call me Brendan.
Okay, yeah,
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Okay, I won't. You're not, by the way. You're doing really well.
These guys have really hit it off.
You two just met, and I love it. I just could celebrate this for a long time. But
I do feel like he'd be someone who probably would have beat me up at school. But now that I'm fully grown and very tough, it's
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I would have chucked you on the back shoulder, mate, and
what?
Who knows what could happen?
Okay.
Thanks. That means a lot.
We were just talking about summer, Luke, and you were just saying to us off air that it can be a bit challenging summer for you at times.
Yeah, I got told I was vitamin D deficient because I don't get enough sun because I'm scared of it. And so that I was told to stand outside for 20 minutes with my shirt off during the day, just when it's bright, basically. That's how I can get over it. And I don't have a backyard. I'm an apartment block. I don't have a balcony. I live right next to a primary school and a church. I don't know where to do that. I don't know where to go with my shirt off.
Why don't you? I've got an idea. Why don't you pop on a tool belt and just walk down the street with your shirt tucked in as if you're a tradie who's out to do some trading?
That's true. This still doesn't fix the issue of my terrible body.
I've got a solution. Yeah. I have a solution for you. Go to the tan and run around it because people don't judge at the tan. They're like, I have a look at him. He's having a go.
Oh, just go to the tam once a day.
Once a day. when people come down the other way, just do that baton run, I do. Like it looks like I'm running, which I'm not. Run up, but people will never give you crap.
Because you're having a crack. Just because I don't live anywhere near the tam, but I guess I could walk down there with a shirt on. Public transport. It just adds a lot of time to my day.
So I don't know if we've helped Luke there.
I want to ask a legit question because I'm fair skinned too, but how long does it take for you to burn? Because I would have thought 5 minutes you could fry.
Oh, it's really quick, and I'm told I have to like look over all my spots once a month. I don't know if I get my housemate to take photos of me or like this. Because do you feel embarrassed using an umbrella during the summer?
Do you know what? Like, I want to bring back the parasol. I would bring back the parasol if I can.
I've just been using a rain umbrella.
It doesn't look great.
So you get around with an umbrella?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, because it's embarrassing. I'm like, why is this embarrassing? It's the most, it's
easy, effective.
It's quicker than sunscreen. I just put it up an umbrella and then people go, it's not raining, mate. And you're like, I know they're just trying to be helpful, but it sounds mean. And I don't know.
All right, look, hang around. Obviously, the new stand-up show is out there. It's called Almost Fixed It. It's at the Athenaeum Theatre this April. You've got three shows, 3rd, 10th, 17th of April. Comedy.com.au for tickets. Luke's going to hang around, though, because...
I love this.
He's got more problems.
I got a little problems.
Am I right in knowing that you have... got involved with Bitcoin?
I was one of the lucky ones who bought it right at the tippy top before it crashed.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Luke McGregor, very good friend of the show. You've got Fifi, Fev and Byron. He's got the new stand-up show. You obviously know him from Rosehaven on the ABC, which we love that show, Luke. The new stand-up show is called Almost Fixed It. It's at the Athenaeum Theatre this April. For tickets, comedy.com.au.
If you hate a guest show, do you just sort of hide? Do you just not mention it, or do you just try not to talk about it?
What's the golden rule?
We have to talk about the shows we don't even like.
we just wait till you leave, and then
just the next talk break.
When the song's on, we go to town. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, Luke, can we talk about? Because there's a lot of talk at the moment about Bitcoin, and I remember only about a month ago, Fev was saying to me, buy them now, they're going up, and then they've apparently crashed again down.
Right. My advice to you was buy them when they were at 11. They went to 17.
Okay, so
yeah, that's when old mate brought them.
They went up to 24 at one point, and I'm like, oh man, they're going to 24 grand. We're going to 100, baby. So I like, because it was really hard to do it for a while. You had to like get a passport, you had to get a photo of yourself with your holding your passport, it was all this stuff. And I'm like, I got to get in quick before it crashes. And then I managed to buy it just at the tippy top before it went down. I think it dropped half its value in one sitting or something like that. And then I'm like, oh no, that's real money. I don't know whether to hold or whether you leave. And then I tried to buy back in because I thought this is some sort of dip, and then it crashed again, and I didn't know. And now, I don't know if I could just give my bank details, maybe we could just send me money or something.
You need to go fund me page.
Yeah.
Now, I can't even ask you this question because you didn't get to spend it. You've got none left. But when... when you got the Bitcoin, how do you spend that money? Did you have a credit card that you tap, or do you?
I don't know. I tried to pay the taxi driver on the way here, and he wasn't interested. so it's. I don't know. I think one of the problems with investing in it was I still don't quite know what it is. I know it's currency, but you can't spend it. You can't hold it. You can't put it in your wallet. I know it's not as worth as much. But yeah, I don't know. I just want to get rich as fast as possible, and I feel like the opposite is happening.
I'm not much of an investor. I'm never very good with money. I lost 100 grand in one bet, so don't really? Worry about
what did you
that.
Bet? What did you bet on?
Oh, I was at the Gold Coast race 3, number 1, lost by a nose. Well, lost by the size of my chin. Oh, that's pretty big. Yeah. Actually, the size of my nose.
It's and if you just lose, you still lose it all. You can't just go. The horse was very close, so yeah. We're going to give you 95.
But it was 360 grand in a day. I dropped. So don't worry about the Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
When you don't know too much about it,
gamble responsibly.
Yes. I just reckon you keep away from the Bitcoin. I don't think you know too much about it.
No, but you're in now, Luke. See, I want Luke to. He has to go.
No, he's
back
got to keep
up.
It. No, he's got to keep it.
I think my job now is to encourage everyone else to buy it so that it goes back up, and then I can sell it. I don't know if that's legal, but
you try anything, Luke. New stand up show is called Almost Fix It. You've got to see this show. If anything, because you need the money. I mean, people need to just. You're in trouble.
Yeah, please don't pay in Bitcoin unless it's going back up. I really don't know what to do. Okay. Invest responsibly.
Tickets, head to comedy.com.au for the 3 shows, the 3rd, the 10th and the 17th of April. Thanks so much for joining the show, Luke McGregor.
Oh, thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, have you seen that iconic Melbourne venue, live music venue, Cherry Bar, opposed to Festival Hall, another live music venue that I'll no longer talk about because they don't want to be saved.
Cherry Bar, what is it? Is it
anyway,
a nightclub? Or
Cherry Bar's a great, yeah, it's a bar. Okay.
It's on ACDC Lane. It's a great place.
My brothers played there heaps.
Yeah, Augie March.
Yep, Black Eyed Susans. Anyway, it's a great venue. Mm. And
Foxy.
What's interesting, my brother's a muso, oh, okay. Fev. I've got no cred, he has. Anyway, they're planning to ban punters from using their mobile phones while there are performers on stage. So that's, I think, primarily to stop them filming and to experience the moment live. And I get that. Well, I understand, because it's interesting, because wasn't it just Kendrick Lamar last week?
Yeah.
He came out and he's banning phones at his concerts.
Yeah, I just checked that news story. He's now denied that cell phone ban report.
Why did you check that?
I apologise. I just had to check it. But
if you hadn't checked it, I could have just kept going.
You could have just kept going without
now
mentioning
you've made
it.
Everything now you've made redundant.
He probably thought about it though, Fief. And the thing is,
I've got nothing to say now.
I'll come with you, Boxy. I'll help you out a little bit. Now... it'd be great if the Cherry Bar was on iPrimus because they could just pause everyone's internet and they wouldn't be able to use it, which
good
would be amazing.
But true.
But they. I don't know if they do. But I sort of agree with this Cherry Bar because it'd be like if you were coming into a meeting and pitching to Byron and I and we just sat on our phones and recorded. You wouldn't like that. You feel uncomfortable. You want to go out there and perform.
Leon, is there anything you'd like to add at this point?
Hang on, coming with you.
This is good.
But then I reckon if I was a big rock star, I'd get out and I'd say, everyone phones off, I'm going to sing my belter.
Yep.
Everyone can film that.
Yep.
Because you're not going to watch it anyway. I've got one song, you can all have your phones out, you can all film and go nuts. But every other song, sit back and enjoy it.
I agree with that 100%, Fev. I think that we're losing we're losing the power of now at the moment. We don't experience things live. We're too busy capturing. And I'm one of them. I'm always capturing stuff. Hmm. I'm seriously, I'll say, Trixie, don't move. I've got to go and get my phone. I've got to take a photo. Just enjoy. I think phones down is a great policy. But it's interesting, though, when you start banning people. Like, remember Kevin Hart? He was having security kick people out if they pulled their phone out. You might just be checking to see that the babysitter's okay. And Kevin Hart's, nope, done. I mean, it's a fine line between becoming a dictatorship.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Live in the now because the past is gone and the present's the next day. So,
oh, that was a beautiful moment.
Did you just get a quote out?
I don't know. I don't even know what I said.
I think you Googled that.
I didn't Google. I'm talking, so I'm not on my phone.
The only problem is in meetings, for all that wonderful talk from Brendan, and it was inspiring.
It was a present, a gift.
None of us listen to anyone in our meetings.
I always listen to Leon in our meetings.
And we constantly have our head buried in phones. I don't think we've heard anything in a meeting all year.
Have we had meetings?
What was the first thing I said in the meeting this morning?
Can't remember. I wasn't listening.
Got Luke McGregor on. Yay.
Actually, I can't remember.
What did you say? You said phones down. That's what I thought he was going to say. Take a break.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
No filter.
What's the naughtiest place you've ever done it?
No safety net.
I'm sick of listening to the same stuff every morning.
Fifi, Fev and Byron go live and dangerous.
Oh, God, they're doing it again.
We're in the danger zone. Okay.
What was that called?
This is live and dangerous. Now, if you've listened to radio, you would know that to get through, to get on air to talk to us, you have to go through various producers who will talk to you, question you, find out your name, what you want to talk about. This is, it is a revolutionary radio. We say 131060, call now.
Yep.
And you can talk about whatever you like. We pick the phone up in the studio. It's not vetted. You are coming through dangerously.
I'm going to do it now. I'm just going to do it right now. Oh, no. Just right now.
I nearly spat my water out.
Yeah. You're on air. Everyone turn your radios down. Everybody that thinks they might be on air and everybody now who thinks they might be on air, say hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, who's that?
Hayden.
Hayden, did you think you could get straight through to the studio like this?
No, I didn't.
No, well, here you are. And you know what? Melbourne's listening, Hayden. Anything you wanted to say or talk about?
Not particularly.
Okay, cool. So probably have a thought maybe as to...
Oh, I love that.
We'll come back to more of your calls.
I think you got rid of Hayden too quickly.
Live and dangerous, 131060.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
No filter.
What's the naughtiest place you've ever done it?
No safety net.
I'm sick of listening to the same stuff every morning.
Fifi, Fev and Byron go live and dangerous.
Between now and 8 o'clock, we are live and dangerous. Do you want to sneak in a quick one now?
The idea, if you just joined us, is you don't go through a producer. We just pick up phone lines in the studio to talk about or say anything you would like.
Ooh.
And we have somebody there at the moment. Hello? Hello?
I'll press another button because sometimes people just drop off.
They freak out too,
you just don't know. All right, we'll try this one.
Because they can freak out. Cool. Hi, who's that?
It's Fiona.
Hey, Fiona, high five.
Good morning. I'm glad I'm through.
Oh, no, I know, high five because I'm a Fiona and you're a Fiona and woo, go Fionas. Anyway,
good rapport.
Thank the person that sideswiped my husband yesterday morning on the Monash and just drove off.
Idiot.
No.
So are looking for you. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I suggest that they hand themselves in. Otherwise, I will press every charge I possibly can on that person.
Did you get a number plate?
Video cam in the morning, the glare, but the police are going to be trying to get other people. We've got other people's regos. We're hoping they've got video cam. And they will be done and dusted. They'll be caught.
Description of the car fee?
It's a silver Golf or like a Sylvan Holden Astra. It'll have damage on the passenger side for sure.
Did it happen while he was driving? So cars in motion.
My husband was driving. This guy just decides that because he'd come to a stationary position, or a female, I don't know who it is, that they would just pull out. They collected my husband and our car, and they collected their own car, and my husband thought they would pull over. They just continued to drive aggressively and then get away.
What time did this happen?
This was at 5:46 yesterday morning on the Monash. There was a black car that would have... That's the car we're looking for.
They know who they are, Fief. I mean, they know who they are.
Yeah, Fiona. And there you go. Live hopefully, good bosses. Luck. We hope you find that person. And just on that note, I mean, never mess with Fiona.
Any Fiona.
Terrifying.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, we don't often do this on the show, but I do want to say right now, if you're a guy, 131060, call in. I'm going to ask you something in a minute. So 131060, any boys, guys listening, call in. It's like a surprise and delight. You don't know what I'll ask you, but I'm very interested in your honest reaction.
And guys only for this one.
Yeah, because I've got an observation
surprise
to make.
Surprise and delight.
You like it when I say that, don't you? No, I've having watching a lot of television over the last few months, in particular reality television, I just want to make an overall comment and not name names or comment on specifics, but there are a lot of women on reality TV shows particularly that are having so much cosmetic surgery done, it's almost jarring to watch. Like I look and I think that doesn't even look like or their face moves and I'm like, I don't understand why that doesn't look natural or it sort of looks freakish sometimes. And I want to point out, I'm not anti-cosmetic surgery and I'm absolutely to each their own and everybody has their own issues and certainly they like their, you might like your face with bigger lips or with no movement in your eyebrows or whatever. Whatever you want, go for. Right. But I'm interested in it because I was watching it, and particularly on a lot of dating shows, whether it's, you know, The Bachelor or a lot of the shows we see, and you see girls with a lot of cosmetic surgery. And one, maybe a look they're going for, because they often come out and say, yep, had my lips done, had my eyes done, had these fillers, da-da-da-da. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder what guys think. Because I have no issue if you're doing it for yourself and if that's what you want and it's a look that you like. But I was thinking, I wonder if there are girls getting cosmetic surgery thinking this will make me more attractive to men. And I thought, if there are any girls listening right now considering it or also curious, let's just ask guys right now.
Well,
do
I've already
you
got,
find that look?
We'll all have views, I'm sure, Fifa. And there are five guys who called before they knew what the question was. And they're all stacked up. So you've sort of got a random sample of Melbourne guys on the line.
Except, well, James in Point Cook. Hi, James.
Hey, Fee.
James, what do you think? Do you like a girl that's had obvious work done? Is that something you're into or do you prefer more natural?
Personally, I think it's feral. Like, I grew up with... My old man taught me that it's what's on the inside, but, you know, like, why do all that stuff to yourself?
There we go. From James, a definite no, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, and a lot of these girls might say, no, I'm doing it for me and I like the way I look, and that's fine, but I'm just thinking, what are guys...
Is this where I'm allowed to say that I quite... like it? Is that all right?
Are you
allowed
to say whatever you like?
Are you allowed to say that you like it? Is that completely politically incorrect?
Well, but in this world, Byron, it's tricky because everything's politically correct. But you've said you like it.
It can look really good.
Okay.
I mean, and some people will do it because it does look really good, surely.
Well, that's what I think. You're often, whether you're, whatever your sexual proclivities are, you're trying to attract somebody either from the opposite sex or the same sex. But it's interesting to find out what other people find attractive. Mm. Alan in Bendigo. Hi, Alan.
How are you, Faith?
Yeah, good, Alan. What do you think is when you see a girl that's got quite a bit of noticeable cosmetic surgery?
Not too attractive personally, but look, if she had a set of bolt-ons, it wouldn't be wouldn't be astray. But
okay.
Faith never used the term bolt-ons, but Alan did. Thanks, Alan.
You know what? I asked you guys to call, so I really appreciate that, Alan. I appreciate the honest feedback. Mm. Because I thought girls listening might want to hear what men think.
Fev's remarkably quiet through this.
I know, I can't wait for Fev to have a comment.
I was waiting, just waiting for my turn.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm not a fan of cosmetic surgery, but that's just my
You're
thoughts.
Allowed to not be.
I'm allowed not to be, but I come across an article today, Boxy, and there's a young 18-year-old girl from the Czech Republic, and I'm tipping she's pretty attractive.
Mm.
Before she had cosmetic surgery everywhere. She spends $1,000 a month of her parents' money getting hair extensions, lip fillers, permanent makeup, which is probably tattoo.
Yeah.
To make her look more plastic because she wants to look like Barbie.
She's got something else now, going on, isn't she?
Yes. She doesn't look like a real life Barbie doll. She actually dresses like Barbie.
Yeah.
She's 18.
That's it.
Like,
that's an extreme story from Eastern Europe.
Yes. I'm not quite sure what she's going to look like at the age of 25, but I'm tipping it ain't Barbie.
Well, you never know. We have asked guys to call in. Sean might be a fan of Barbie. Are you there, Sean?
Oh, no, I'm a fan of Barbie.
It's just not her.
Sean, what do you think? Are you attracted to girls who have had excessive cosmetic surgery?
Nah, definitely not.
Thanks for this honesty, Sean, because we've had three calls who have all said no.
There was the bolt-on clause.
Well, I know. Matt in Sunbury. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Matt. What do you think if a girl's had a bit too much or noticeable cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, look, for the face, I'd give it a no. It's like a permanent Snapchat filter that just doesn't wear off on the night out.
Permanent Snapchat filter. It's a good point.
I like the way Matt said for the face, and he obviously didn't have a problem below the face, similarly to Alan.
Yeah. That's fine with that.
And finally, Kyle in Langwarrin. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Yeah, good, Kyle. What do you think if a girl's had a bit too much noticeable work done to her face?
No, I'm not really a big fan of that, but I suppose some girls are a bit insecure about their body and all that, and if they need to sort of fix that up, I suppose they can go for it, but I'm more of a natural person.
I agree with that.
Well, that's it, Kyle. Well, well said, Kyle. I think all the guys who called through, I think you all said that, and Kyle, well done. They've all said it beautifully, and I just thought that's important for girls or women listening to know. If you feel you want it and it's about your own aesthetic beauty and what you find attractive, absolutely. But if you are doing it thinking, I think guys like this look.
Oh, no, that shouldn't be the motivation.
But I'm just saying, I think, I'm a woman. We've all gone there and gone, I think guys like this.
I'll read you
a little
quote.
We've just had, from that sample, a lot of guys say no.
I'll read you a little quote box here.
Back to Barbie.
Exactly what you just said.
We're back to the Czech Republic.
She said, I don't believe in any natural look. There is nothing natural today. I spend 3.5 hours every day getting ready. This lifestyle isn't easy. Maintaining this image is difficult. You don't have to do it.
No, you certainly don't, Barbie.
And she said, because I get so much pressure from my fans.
We're back to Barbie.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring.
Yeah.
That can only mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hotline Ring.
Okay.
We need you to sing the next line.
Now, it's fun for you and Fev, Fifi.
It's fun to listen to.
Well, it's not necessarily fun for the people you're calling.
Well, no, this is the fun Fev and I have in the studio, and we did this yesterday. We rang random numbers, and the idea of Hotline Ring is we play some music, and then we pause it, and the person who's answered the phone has to complete the lyrics. And we don't give up. So we don't care. If they hang up on us, we'll call them back. Right. We will get them to sing. And we chose, because we've got Shepherd coming on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Our good mate Shepherd. We thought, and everyone surely knows the chorus to Geronimo.
Oh, that's a huge
hit. Geronimo.
We thought we'd give this a shot. Here's how he went.
Hello, Ben speaking. Oh, God. You got to be kidding me. Say, Geronimo. Say, Geronimo. Does it keep going like this? Say, Geronimo. Say, Geronimo. Am I getting this wrong? I'm hanging up. Have a good day. Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Say Geronimo.
say Geronimo. I don't know the rest of the words.
Hello, Brady. So say Geronimo.
Hello, Danny speaking. So
say Geronimo.
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 Say Geronimo. No, it's enough.
Say Geronimo.
Stop that.
Say Geronimo.
Say Geronimo.
So say Geronimo.
Geronimo.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Very own Fifi Box, every Tuesday night on the project. We never miss it. We always make sure we catch the episodes with Fifi at the desk. What about
catch
last?
All the episodes.
And Mandy with you, though.
Carrie, Pete will lead all.
All the nights are great. Tuesday night's obviously our favourite. Missy Higgins was on last night, the Aussie singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it was great to see Missy.
Great to see her back. Now, she was trotting out a story about David Hasselhoff, the old school celebrity David Hasselhoff. Now, it was a nice little story.
No, because when she won all the ARIE Awards, he presented them on stage.
Right.
And he picked her up in the air. He's very tactile, the Hoff.
He is, but that's why we were surprised when we were watching it last night that you didn't share your personal story with David Hasselhoff, because it was a little tiny bit more extreme than Missy's.
Well, because it wasn't about me last night, and I decided this is the inappropriate time I wasn't going to say, Missy, I'll see your story with the Hoff picking up
and
on
I'll
stage.
And I'll raise it, and I'm all
I'll
in.
And I'll raise it with being in bed with him while he was in underpants.
That would have been great television.
Well, it might have been, but no, this did, and Byron, your dirty little hands are all over this, because... We were on a show a few years ago, so Trixie's four now, I was pregnant, so this is 5 years ago.
Yep.
Leon, our executive producer at the moment, you often hear us talk about Leon. Say hi, Leon.
G'day.
Leon.
I was in Yarrawonga playing golf.
Produced this segment, so you're fine, Feb.
You're the only one who's fine.
So we did a segment on the radio show at the time, Fifi and Jules, where it was a blackout challenge. So I was blindfolded. I was walked into a room. I had no idea what was going on. So I'm going to paint you the picture because I think you've got the audio, Byron.
I do.
So I'm blindfolded. I'm 8 months pregnant. I was literally about to drop Trixie. And you lay me down on a bed. What I found out afterwards, it was a hotel bed.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff was next to me.
Yeah.
And he was in his underpants. How did this get through?
Well, we didn't ask him to take his clothes off. He volunteered that.
Okay. That was weird.
I think it's important to really point out that this happened 5 years ago. In light of the Me Too campaign, I don't think this would happen these days.
It should never have happened.
This should never have happened.
No.
So here we are. This the audio. I think it starts with, we got rid of all the bit where I'm lying there awkwardly, not knowing what was going on.
Looking forward to
this. You're about to hear Hoff singing in my ear before I take the blindfold off and see what's happening.
Oh, here we go. We'll try it one more
time. I should just point out too, Byron, just quickly, apparently the video has just been put up on our Instagram.
I don't know if we should have done that, but here is the audio.
It is. It's on Insta.
Why don't you stay?
That was beautiful. What's happening? Who's this? Who are you?
Tonight, why don't you stay?
They most surreal experience I've ever experienced.
Okay, I would add, and I don't know why we posted the video, he said a foursome because myself and Jules Lund raced in to save Fief because the Hoff went way too far.
Because what had happened, Byron, was, and I watching the video, I can see the terror on your face and Jules's face because what happened was you didn't think about what... You've put me in bed in a dark room.
We thought he'd be professional.
With a man in underpants next to me. You haven't thought it through.
We haven't at
and
all.
And you didn't know what was or could happen.
If we had our time again, we wouldn't have done it.
Just watching. When he... he's sucking on a lollipop, Jules. When he said foursome, did you think, oh, the Hoff?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Yesterday on the show, I just randomly mentioned that one of my girlfriends, she's off to Bali for the fourth time in 12 months to go to a friend's wedding. And I've been to one of my friends has had a Balinese wedding. I think it is on trend. I think a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because yesterday I got inundated by other people with Me Too stories. A friend right now who used to work on this show, our good mate Pippa, she said to me yesterday that she has got to go to Italy for a wedding next year.
Well, so you might have to go to Italy too.
But I'm not friends with that person.
Didn't say it was our wedding.
Are you getting married in Italy?
I didn't say that.
Are you getting married in Italy?
That's a long way.
If I did get married
I'd go to Italy for you.
Well, there you go.
But the only thing is, as Pippa said to me yesterday, but it's so inconvenient because she's now got
to
plan.
Good shindig.
You've got to plan a big. That's very expensive. You've got 12 months of planning. Here's the thing. Here's
Fox
my thing about overseas weddings. Definitely, if you're having a wedding in Italy, I will come.
That's a separate issue.
But and 13 1060. Call now if you are annoyed right now because a friend, a relative is having an overseas wedding. Because I understand, and sometimes they'll put you up in accommodation or whatever. But here's the thing. If you only get 4 weeks off a year, so that's your annual leave, you've got to use annual leave to go on a holiday. So let's say it is Bali, but maybe you've been wanting to go to Europe, but now, well, we can't do that because we can't do two international holidays.
Yeah, they're choosing your holiday for you.
It's like your friends are governing where you end up spending your annual leave.
It is interesting. What's the protocol? You have to put them up.
I don't know.
I'm not getting married overseas.
Yeah, French Riviera.
No,
are we going to this?
Hang on. Well, I don't. As a guest, Fief. Surely my gift is attending.
I don't have to give a present.
Well, if you've got to go overseas, you've got to buy your accommodation, then there's all the incidentals. You've got to get to the airport. You've got your plane fare. You've got to live and eat over there. It is a really expensive thing to go to a friend's wedding, but more and more people are popping over to Fiji, Vanuatu, Bali to get married. And it's like this is where it becomes how good of friends are we? Can I stretch this out to be an acquaintance for your wedding?
What's the furthest part up from here? The furthest country away?
Well, like the opposite part of probably like somewhere like the Maldives or something.
Maldives? It's like 7 hours away.
Philippines, right near Thailand.
Oh, sorry, I thought Mauritius, South Africa.
I'd say Europe is pretty much Europe's on the other side of the world.
There's lots of places a long way. Okay.
Russia's closer than you think.
13 1060. The phone's already going mad, probably from people who are annoyed that they have to attend these distant weddings.
Yeah, because you then go, oh, I should go, but it's expensive. It's my annual leave. I wanted to go to the Gold Coast. Now I can't go there.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
One of my girlfriends, she's about to head off to her fourth in Bali in 12 months. And she's so good because she goes. But I really wonder, and Fev, you said this a few minutes ago while that song was on, do people do it just to cull numbers? Because if you make it overseas, not everyone's going to make it. Because there's getting your annual leave, booking airfares, paying for
it's
all
a lot of hoops.
And it's what you want to spend your money on because your friend is dictating where all your money goes on that trip.
I think that's why, like, Bali's a bit cheaper. Yeah, you know, more affordable. We went to New Zealand, everyone will be going because your money's worth more.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So your theory, you'll have your wedding as far away as possible.
Yes.
No one goes.
Yes.
Lauren in Altona. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Lauren. Lauren, has one of your friends been selfish enough to have their wedding overseas?
Yeah, I'm just calling to warn, guys, because I had a good friend who I thought had been a keyword. And was invited to a wedding in Fiji with pretty short notice and couldn't go with the time frame. I've got a son and she cut me from her life completely
Come on.
More people from the guest list. So,
Lauren.
Yeah, it was.
She'll wake up to herself one day, Lauren, because to expect someone to pay, and you've got a young son, to pay for flights, pay for accommodation, get time off work. No way. That's shocking. You're better
Lauren.
Off without her, Lauren.
No, thanks for the call, Lauren. So fair, but, you know, again with your wedding, if Fifa and I couldn't attend, would
you
just
hate us?
Just cut us off.
You wouldn't even know I was getting married because you wouldn't even have an invitation.
Oh, wow.
Jess,
ouch.
Jess in Werribee. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, have you got a friend planning a wedding overseas and expecting you to go?
We went to a wedding in Hawaii and now I'm getting married at the end of this year and that person isn't actually coming to my wedding even though it's here in Melbourne.
Oh, so they've already said they can't make it.
Yeah, they can't afford it.
Jess, on that, Hawaii is very expensive.
Oh, it is expensive.
It's really expensive. So that's just out of interest, what is their excuse for not coming?
They just said they couldn't afford it.
Well, the Uber.
But it's in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Oh, hang on, do they live in Hawaii?
No, they don't.
I think they've been smarty pantsers, are they, or...?
I don't know. They said because they've got a new baby, they said that they can't afford to go with a new baby. But yeah. Jeez.
But where is it? Where do they live?
Oh, not far.
So what kind of this is a?
I think the friendship's over.
That's amazing. A separate topic. But thank you,
they
Jess.
They can't afford.
The only way you guys will know about my wedding is that there'd be no Leon, Casey, Brad, and Tim, and Thomas.
What, our support staff?
So none of us are invited.
To help you out.
No, they'll be there.
Oh,
you'd
got
be
it.
Like, oh, where is everyone?
Got it. We won't be invited.
Holiday.
Okay.
Might finish the show on that note.
Yeah. Up and about.
They're all cheering. You happy out there, guys? Having fun?
I absolutely love it.
All right, good stuff.
We hope you loved that Fifi, Fem and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au.